This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
But I want to go back, obviously, to what we started, what's trending with, and what we heard from Andy Reid with Felix Anidike-Uzomah. For starters, hamstring strain, likely head to the IR. That's pretty stunning in its own right. We don't know the severity. Clearly, it's very severe to do that. He was someone, we were talking with Nate Taylor at camp, that his job was not 100% locked to make the roster. Not that anybody wants anybody to get hurt, but this is a player that obviously has a first-round pick from a couple years ago, unfortunately falls now undoubtedly in the category as one of the biggest busts, if not the biggest bust, in the Brett Veach era. That's just the reality. I hate it for the kid. He's a local kid, a K-State grad. I'm just talking about the reality of the situation of where he was picked, and now the opportunity isn't even there for him anymore this year to try to show that there's some growth. He's not going to even have that shot, because clearly it's a serious enough injury that they think they're going to have to put him on IR, which would be a season ender.
And if it ends this season, then two things are true. We've probably already seen the last snap he'll play as a Kansas City Chief, in my opinion, because you'd be 3 years into a four-year deal with almost no progression, or very little progression in play, not none, very little progression in play, and now a season coming off a major injury. And he's going to go down as the single worst draft pick of Brett Veach's entire history at this point.
It's only him and Speaks. Speaks wasn't a first rounder. Speaks only played 1 year.
Yeah.
It's close. It's close. Yeah, it's close. I think the draft pick spot would lean you towards FAU.
Would break the tie, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's close because one guy literally only played 1 year. I mean, Breland Speaks played 1 year, as we all know.
Yeah.
And then he went to Jacksonville, I think, for a cup of coffee. And then he's played actually well for the UFL or something?
He was like a defensive player of the year. He picked up an NFL tryout, if you remember. Based on the fact that he was the defensive player in the year in the UFL.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look, for Felix himself, setting aside, feel horrible for the person.
Sure.
You get drafted your hometown team. You get to do all this stuff. This should be like a resounding moment in your life that you would hope leads to incredible things. Unfortunately for him now, he's got 2.5 sacks in 2 years, and now he's going to be hurt for the entire year. And I hate to say this,
but he wasn't having a great camp either. Let's be real about it.
Or a good preseason. And so I get stuck in this thing. And when you look at it and you're like, normally when injuries happen, you're like, ooh, how does this affect the team? And this sounds mean. Not much.
It's a depth thing.
It's a depth thing. Yeah. It injures their depth. But Gold, do you feel like, do we even have to have the conversation? Does this change your expectations overall for the defense? No, it means if you have an injury, it's a little harder to cover now that Felix is gone. But he wasn't going to be a major player.
He's going to play a couple snaps a game. He's going to play a couple snaps a game. I mean, his best moment obviously is the great play he made on a run play in the Super Bowl. That's the highlight. That's the highlight of his tenure in Kansas City to this point, and now maybe that is the highlight period. I don't know, right? Someone's asking a question I just don't think we have the answer to. How do you miss a season with a strain? Please explain. We're not doctors. I'm just telling you what Andy Reid said. Hamstring strain, likely to go on IR.
Severe would be
clearly
my guess.
Yeah, that's that. When he officially gets placed on IR, we'll see if the designation changes. I don't think he misspoke. I think he knows what he's saying when it comes to the injury report. So hamstring strain. Yeah, I don't know. Our reaction admittedly was kind of similar. We're like, really, a strain is putting you out for the whole. It clearly is very severe. you know.
Yeah, and like somebody, I see somebody mentioning Clyde Edwards-Helaire. It's like, well, Edwards-Helaire, I mean, he was a lead back in the NFL at least for a year. His rookie year went really well, and he was a productive player. He felt he would be on the list. But, I mean, Clyde played four seasons for this team and managed to accrue, I don't know, a couple thousand yards in his career. I'm not saying he had, like, some tremendous career, but a couple thousand yards and 12 touchdowns is certainly better than barely getting on the field, which does speak a little bit to it. Look, you're going to miss. This is not like an indictment on Brett Veach, who has done this. What's weird is like the way this has changed. Could you imagine any universe, Golden, which we would call a first-round pick a total bust, who'd won two Super Bowls with this team? In his first 2 years in the NFL, he won back-to-back Super Bowls. Felix Anudike-Uzomah has played two years in the NFL. He's only, well,
you'd have thought he'd been a big part of it, yeah.
He was only in the first, he didn't miss the first one, but he won one, so he won a Super Bowl. Won one and lost in another one. You would think that he was, yeah, a regular contributor. This is where I actually give Brett Veach a lot of credit before this just turns into a Brett Veach indictment hour. Really great teams will also miss picks. All the time, right? It happens all the time. They will miss picks. The difference is that really great GMs will make other picks that will make up for the loss. And so when you're like, well, boy, you know, how do they mess up their first overall pick, 31st overall, standing out there in front of the entire Kansas City to take that pick, right? How do you miss that one and not feel the weight of it? Well, it's because you took Rashee Rice in round two and Connor, who plays for you a lot, or the year before when you took McDuffie and Karlaftis and Williams, yeah, and Watson, for those, and all for, the other.
For even more clarity, 913-586-7965. I've seen a lot of text about the IR like rule. So here's the, here's the exact reason why, like for those that are asking about how it works. So if you are placed on the IR before the start of the regular season, you can miss the entire season unless they are designated return when the roster is trimmed to 53. They're not going to do that for him because this is not the same as in season. They would have to designate him and he would have to, at that point in time, when they trim it to 53 prior to start of the season. It sounds like that's not what they believe. It's not a 100% thing. It's a 95% thing.
If Andy's saying it in a press conference,
yeah,
they're going to put him on IR.
Yeah.
It's not, if he's saying they're probably going to put him on the IR, he's going to the IR. And that's, I mean, we very well might have seen the end of Felix's time in Kansas City as a result of it, which, yeah.
We'll find out when they officially,
very big bummer.
We'll find out when they officially place him on it. Andy used the word likely. Yeah, it usually means it's going to happen, but we'll wait to see when it officially happens and get the official confirmation on the IR rule. But that's why they're talking about being out for the season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.